Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
What up? Thanks for rocking with us, helping you get over this hump.
It's Hip Hop Informer coming to you live out of Atlanta. Tonight's topic, whether you are whipped or you are in love, hey, when is the right time specifically to take it to the next level? Next level being engagement or marriage. Whipped or in love, when is the right time to take it to the next level with our special guest tonight, DJ Skritz. I want to make sure I didn't get that all jacked up. At least I get it right at the top of this show. All the way live out of Charlotte. I give it up, Madam Boston Rockin'. Special guest, Skritz, up in here. What up?
Okay. Good afternoon and morning time. How do you do?
What up? You all right?
Yeah. Cool.
Let's
coming down.
Do it. All the way live out of itty bitty Plant City. What up? Hot chocolate.
She is I and I am she, and you did a good job. You weren't the name demolisher tonight. That was good.
That was awesome, right? I was on mute. That's why I couldn't say nothing.
Yes, he was not the name crusher tonight.
I'm trying to get it right, because by the middle of the show, no telling what
will happen. Yes, we understand.
No telling.
He owns it.
On the wheels, holding it down. Appreciate you for Monday night, my dude. Giving up, same James. Welcome to the show.
What it do, man? Hey, it's just all good about Monday, man. You know, that's what we do, big. You know what I mean?
Hey, yes, sir. Hot chocolate, same James.
Great show,
Boston,
Monday.
Don't know where she was, but I was, yo, like in another.
She was
world.
On the living room floor somewhere. Somewhere.
Another world. Much appreciated. Tonight's topic, helping you get over this hump, Hump Day Wednesday. Y'all know what we do. We normally talk about relationships. We kind of got away from it, bringing it on back. Listen, what a topic. So we were torn between a couple of different topics, so we figured we'd just kind of bring them all together to make a very interesting show with our special guest tonight, DJ Skritz. Whether you are in love, whether you've been in love, whether you are whipped, whether you have been whipped, what was that moment, or maybe you're waiting for the answer, about the moment when you know for a fact it's time to take it to the next level? When it's time to take it to the next level? We got a married dude. We got a divorced female, and we got two folks that ain't ever been married. I'm not sure about our chocolate's case. I think she have you been married?
Oh, no.
I've
been engaged to the same fool twice, but never.
Okay,
never
I knew it was something. It was something crazy. I knew. Hey, we'll talk about it more. Tonight's topic, helping you get over the hump. Whether in love or whipped, when is the right time to take it to the next level, meaning engagement or marriage, with our special guest, DJ Skritz. We'll be back to Social Lab, TMHOM Radio.
Yeah.
I'm the only doing that you brother doing it. I'm too legit, go hammer with the foolishness. My nana said my grandma can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich. Woo woo woo. Assuming this is more than humorous, the pepper butterfly, my newest. In fact, the rumor is the way I've proven it.
I'm a classic man. You can be me when you look this clean. I'm a classic man. Let's just be real. You ain't got no cash. You ain't got no dollar. Stay with that drama. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest.
Your girl, Hot Chocolate, St. James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General, coming off of the tail end of another mean St. James mix. Listen, y'all, if you want him for your parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, you know, ski
birthdays,
trips, you know,
weddings.
Birthdays, weddings, grandmas, you know, party, whatever.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever. Save James is your man. Hit us up, TM Hyman Radio, SaveJames.com, and book him and
early.
You know, request us
early.
And we'll be there and we'll host.
We'll
be
turn up.
Just like you want us to. Wednesday night, relationship Wednesday, hump day, trying to get you over and across the hump. And our topic tonight, aside from our special guest who we're still waiting to step into the studio, DJ Scripps, are you whipped? Are you the whipper? When do you know if you're whipped or if you're in love? Or, you know, when is it time to take it to the next level? Bring them carrots out. Bring them rocks out. You know, put a ring on it. What you going to do? You going to mildew a barbecue? How you going to act?
Come on, Pippi Ken. Come on, Pippi Ken. Barbecue.
Okay,
Tell
him why you mad.
How you going to act? How you going to act?
I thought the topic was quite appropriate. For a story that I just actually came across recently, where the lady, she's never been married, but she purchased a dress in preparation so that when, you know, he's ready, even though he hadn't even proposed, when he's ready, she's ready. I mean, you know, what kind of message really does that send?
Desperation
about you know, being ready. I mean, good God!
I don't know. Is she desperate or is she just a good planner?
That is desperate.
That's
a good planner. That's desperation is setting yourself up for such a letdown and disappointment.
That's thirst.
You know,
that's thirst right there.
I don't agree with doing that.
It certainly comes off as thirst.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying for the young lady who has planned her entire wedding. She knows what colors she wants to have for her bridesmaids, how many bridesmaids specifically she wants to have, what type of food she wants to have, fish or chicken, if she wants St. James as the DJ, who she wants to marry her, where they're going on their honeymoon. You know, what's the difference between those two?
Okay, well, all of that is fine.
Collision.
Go ahead.
Collision.
Nah, finish up. You already started. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the thing about that is, okay, fine. You can have an idea of what you want, right? But when you actually take the steps of going out and buying a dress before anybody has even hinted towards wanting to marry you, that's desperation. How scary is that? Okay, how about this? Say, what if before you asked your wife to marry you, right? I mean, yeah. And once you marry, I mean, you asked her to marry you, she said, you know, yes or whatever. I already got my dress. Well, what would you have said?
Peace.
See, it's scary.
You would not have left her. Cut it out.
No, listen, no, but we would have had to have a serious sit down. Because I'm going to say, what I was going to say is that sometimes women are more in love with the wedding than they are the person they're marrying.
Exactly. Now that I can
you know
agree
with.
Yeah,
and that may be a severe case of that. She wants her dream day to come true so bad that as soon as she gets a scent of blood in the water, she's a shark on the trail, and she's not going to stop until she finds that wounded fish. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
That, and then when you come into the situation with that mentality of I'm more in love with the wedding than the person I'm marrying, because if you really love that person, you wouldn't give a damn if you went to the Justice of the Peace.
Right, in sweatpants, right.
You know what I'm saying? In sweatpants and a thong. You know what I mean? So,
can I tell you that I had an aunt who was engaged for 7 years?
Oh,
damn. For 7 years, an engagement.
That's a common law marriage.
Right.
I mean, it pretty much, I mean, probably could have been, but they didn't live together.
Depending on the state.
They didn't live together. They lived,
wow,
you know, in their own homes. But, I mean, when you talk about when is the right time, I mean, how, I mean, is that too long? I mean, it's too
hell
long.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Too long for most people.
That's keeping,
really,
so that, you know what? That's like somebody, remember that song, like, Don't Keep Me Hanging On? That's exactly what that was. Hanging
that's
on.
Hanging on times five. If you don't,
that's
know,
a man's way of
move,
shutting you up. Yeah, we can get engaged,
move,
but we ain't never getting married.
The next move needs to be made within 2 to 3 years when you start dating. After three
that
years,
feels,
you're
oh,
stalling.
Okay.
And that's
now,
a long time still,
that,
too.
Now, I can respect that.
I would say two
that,
to three,
that, that,
two and three.
That's
so,
that's
what makes 2 to 3 years the right time frame?
You know,
I
everything that you need to know about the person by then.
And I agree. That's what I was going to say. You've had ample time to know that person's idiosyncrasies, quirks, you know, likes, dislikes, attitudes, mood
and
swings, allergies, criminal background.
8.5 times out of 10, by that third year, y'all may have already had some living arrangements going on. So that's
right.
When you really...
Right.
And I'm not saying that's always the case, but a good majority of the case, the shacking up happens prior to the engagement or the marriage or whatever. So that way you really know a person. Because there's always a rule of thumb. You don't know a person until you live with them.
You don't know a person until
you
live with
them. You know what I'm saying? And then once you live with them, then that could be like the deal breakers, like, you know, he farts in his sleep. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't clean up behind herself when it's that time of month. Stuff like that
can
be discussed. Hey, I'm just saying, some people have it heavier than others. And you know what I'm saying? And they can't control it. So, you know, it's just that, you know, certain things need to be discussed that's going to be intimate, hot topics in the future. Because when you get married, that thing is magnified by the 10th power. Because
right.
You can't say.
You're right.
You just can't
you
say.
You are dead on it. You are
absolutely. I'm trying to tell you, it's magnified because you just can't say, look, I'm not staying here until you change that habit. Nah. Y'all contractually bind it for life. Like my man Mac 10 said, for life.
I grind my teeth in my sleep. And once we're married, you're stuck with me. So what
you
do you want to do?
You got to deal with it. Hope you're a heavy sleeper. Exactly.
Hey, let's pause for the cause. Hey, we are 7 hours ahead at 4:71. Excuse me, yo, Gina. Wait a minute. I started to say something. I'm gonna hold it.
I
grind
my teeth in my sleep. I do. I got my bike guard.
You know what's going on?
He had a mad moment.
Yeah. Over there and over there, okay.
Yeah.
Ordered up 100 rose, they leave the best life, blase, blase, on jay. With them Maseratis, on jay. Blase, blase, on jay. Blase, 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 on jay.
Ordered up 100 bottles, and they smell like blase, blase. I got in different area codes. I think I'm Nate Dogg. Started from the ground. I'm in now. I stay with the loud. Can you hear me now? Am I cold? She a sinner fool. Put her on a stand. And she never told.
Ordered up 100 rose. They leave the best life. Blase, blase, on jay. With them Maseratis, on jay.
Blase, 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 blase,
break the bank like an athlete, huh? Shawty crunk drunk, getting up a new Louis Vuitton. If I let her in my mind, then she might be a trending topic. Therefore, she gotta ride it, bust it, pop it, blase, blase. Been spent your rent, and I'm still blowing big faces. Something about them Ben Frankers make any get naked. Crew got the juice, you don't need no chaser. Ball on these, ball on, I need replacement.
Ordered up 100 rosé, see the best life, blase, blase, on jay. Whip in Maserati, on jay. Blase, blase, on jay. Blase, 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 on jay.
Ordered up 100 bottles, in the club like blase, blase. Whipping Maserati. Oh, blase, blase, blase. Yeah. Yeah. Sipping out the jug until I feel it in my body. I was hoping you were salty when you saw me. Keep a rowdy scene around me. All we do is dip and dab. Got twin turbos on twin turbos. And them bandits really smash. It's a 50-50 chance I'ma ditch you. It's a 50-50 chance that it's them pitching. I'm pulling up till I can't no more. I swear everything I see so much.
Ordered up 100 rosé, see the best life, blase, blase, on jay. Whip in Maserati, on jay. Blase, blase, on jay. Blase, 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 on jay.
TM Hama Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday. That was Future with Blase. Yeah, that could be in the mind. Y'all remember J. Rue the Damager? He was Blase Blase? Yeah. So, it's Hump Day Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, he was a Blase Blase. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And we are talking, you're fine. We're talking about, you know, being in love or with. And when is it the right time, you know, to take it to the next level? And yes, it is different for everybody. It is a case-by-case basis. But when is that moment? When do you know to take it to the next level? You know, hell, even from dating to becoming a couple to becoming man and wife. What do you do? And before we went to break, Mr. Hyman going to comment. And so I'm going to pass that off to you.
I don't know if if I wanted to comment. I know I was actually between a couple of different thoughts. But for me, I would, just to kind of spin off of what was stated previously, the couple of years, I get the concept that you kind of get to know somebody. I don't disagree with that time frame. But even though I know it's not something you're supposed to do, I'm of the mindset that you really, really, really don't really know anybody until you're up close and personal and on a consistent basis. And so I do believe that actually having to be in contained quarters for a while, you really get a real feel of what you're working with. Because this is my idea. Why would you want to spend the rest of your life with someone who is a pig and you didn't know she was a pig?
Right. And then what do you do once you find they are a pig? Do you deal with that or let them go?
Well, I mean, what'd you say?
I said, would you, like, say you find out that they're a pig. Do you deal with that and try to change them, or do you just be out?
Well, I think it's very hard to change people. That's why it's important, I think, to the point that you got to try to get to know people as best you can. Because it's hard to change people. You can't go into a situation wishing and hoping that you're going to change the person. You got to go in really thinking, what if I can't? Can I really deal with this? And so for me, cleanliness is important. It's important to know, you know, if the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with doesn't pick up her panties when she takes them off, if she leaves them in the floor. It's important that I know.
But how they smell?
You stupid.
Hey, I'm thinking it's probably different per household.
They smell good coming north. Might be a scent trail that she's leaving for you to come find something. I'm
just
saying.
Because she sprays her perfume.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. Keep the spice up. Keep the spice up. Leave a trail to the bedroom, son, or the bathroom, wherever y'all want to get it at.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. It's important to know what you're working with. It's important to know. When is a good time? I've seen people that start 3 months into actually meeting somebody was a good time. 6 months was a good time. They got married. Unfortunately, guess what? They got divorced real quick, too. Why? Because you didn't know who you was married to.
You ain't know it worth a damn. That's the thing.
Right. And I get that because, I mean, that's what happened with me. I mean, I was like 19 years old, and I ignored the man that I married. I ignored him for months. But then one day, I was just like, let me see what he's talking about. What
he
is that?
You down. He weighed you down.
He's sweeping the floor.
And he weighed you down. What is that? No, you're rude. You will stop. You will just stop.
So, but look, I finally gave in. And we just finally got married in about seven, 8 months later.
So,
And got divorced how quickly?
Like a year and a half later, and it only took that long to get a divorce because he wouldn't sign the papers.
So I submit a question to the floor. Has there been a situation where any of you guys will openly admit to being whipped?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Nose open, you could drive a truck there, right?
Hey, my ex-husband and my daughter's father.
They know how to do it. They know how to do it, huh?
Yes. God. Yes.
Absolutely.
Mr. Hyman, I haven't heard you respond.
Tell the truth.
Yeah,
the whole truth. Nothing but the truth.
I think probably one. Her name was Manya Vanderpool. She's the one that got
government out there.
She's the one that got away, and I say that she probably would have been my wife, but I did something so scandalous that I don't even want to go any further. But yeah, I'm comfortable enough to put her whole government out there because if she's listening, hit me up.
Oh, snap, that's what it was.
She better not. It was a pitch.
I knew it.
I waited 17 years. You better not call him, girl.
You're going to have to wait. If Vanderpool is on the line, you're going to have to wait 17 more.
I know, right? 17 more, right?
Her last name probably changed by now.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a high propensity that her name has changed.
Oh.
Propensity, I like that word. I like that SAT word.
Oh, gosh.
More than three syllables. That's a real word when it's more than three or four syllables.
Okay.
It's a real word.
That's a real word.
Dictionary word.
That's an ultimate word, right? That's an unabridged word. Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do for those couples who meet, you know, whirlwind romance? Or what do we say for those couples who meet in the whirlwind romance type of situation, who meet, date, court for, I'll say, 3 months, and then get married?
Well, only they know, you know, when the time is.
I don't know about that, only because It's that's tricky because within those 3 months it's an intense exchange of energy and information and there's no holds barred of who you are.
Yeah.
I am not saying I agree, but I might be able to understand why they feel that way. Cause I'm only speaking from experience. When you know, I mean, it's so cliche, but when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And you won't understand that until you're in that position to where you just know this is natural. This feels natural. There's
right.
no resistance. This is just as easy as it gets. Yes, we may have our disagreements or we may have our discussions we may have healthy conversation, but it's never to the point to where somebody's not sleeping in the same bed at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't make up and talk about it as adults either. You know what I'm saying? Before y'all go to bed, y'all don't want to go to bed mad at each other.
Right.
If it's at that level, that early in a relationship, then yeah, you might have a shot. I'm not gonna knock that out, only because I'm speaking from experience. When my wife, when we started talking or courting before the dating became exclusive and just took the proper steps, it was just very easy. Like, we had a lot more in common that we really knew that we thought we did. You know, we just talked all the time, and, you know, you just knew. But
right.
Some people may force it, some people may not. But, you know, anyway, though, check it out. I'm talking too much, as I normally do. It's 9:34. We're going to go take a break real quick, and we're going to come back with our guest, DJ Scripps, and give us a little insight about the movement that he got popping off back in the home field and why. Wave that flag, homie. Team Hyman Radio, man. We'll be right back.
Cause you're such a good girl.
Got this bitch over.
Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby.
Watch this.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
Watch this. Watch this.
Let me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Watch this. Watch this.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait, 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 wait.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Than your average. Papa twist cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think. Stink pink gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right. Get the head right. Biggie there every night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose. Number two's two. Bruce crew two. Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk go through us.
Do it.
Girls walk to us. Wanna do us. Screw us. Who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch. Stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently. This front ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peace, packing, asking who want it. They got it, on it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. They got it, on it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it.
Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Hot damn hole, 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 here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a. This is not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched down 3-4 cells. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following. Coming in this game on some modeling. This up, this is get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B, it's the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and the G-double-E-P. Whoa, yeah, wish I lived a life I live. Yo, Friday, tell them what this is done. Yo, it's for real. It makes you feel. Jump them in the club. Catch you out now, we ain't going to.
Saying, yo, silly with your ice, really with the dilly, yo.
What?
When I be on the mic, it's I do my duty, yo. While up in the club, like we're in the studio. You know, on the violin, baby, really and truly, yo. My main thug, villain ain't Julio, he moody, yo.
What?
Type of rubber that is slap you with the tulio. Real shut to get to death, act fruity, yo. Act that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it, make me wanna keep rolling the booty, yo. Top man, trick it, banging pictures and video. While I'm with my feet, like we up in the freak show. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot, got all my.
They just living for the moment. We living it like we own it. Killing the con, crushing every opponent. No, if it ain't about money, I don't condone it. Cash and plastic, still carry the chrome shoe. Me and my boo coming through on some grown shoe. See who I came with, know who I'm going home with. Fill your glass up, rose Patronus. Three is company, four better's a bonus. I give you the real deal, other dudes are cloning. All depending on how bad you want it. After the wheels fall off, ride the donut. Put it in the air, we stone it. Like they going man to man, we zone it. Swing it. Nothing is too much, it's a slogan. They just leave me home.
Words that I live by, that's just how I do. Do, I do. I'm young right now, but I won't be forever. Wanna live it up like that's true. You might wanna roll, but you need to do. But I don't mean to brag.
I done been around the world, I done been a lot of.
chopper without a cause. No umbrella, the money stuffed in the doors. Rodell Drive money, oldest Clive Davis. Blue paper still chasing dead faces. Dark tents, rims chopped like razors. 2 mil to the side for the cases. Boss, pinky ring both hands. Moskowitz wanna lean on a man. Peter Pan got X-Tox plans. Little homie still be moving like the Fed. My Spanish chick be on that Telemundo. Pretty faces, she got the fattest culo. Kissing all on me, tension all on me. Touch a little paper, start switching all on me. I'm looking for the best kiss with a passport. Time to get missing. Boss.
PM here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm going to just say, that mix right there got me feeling some type of way, and I want no judgment, but those were several of my favorite male hip-hop artists in that mix. Oh, my God.
Man,
Jadakiss and Busta and... Oh my God! And Rose, listen.
I think about you when I'm doing my mix.
You got to be feeling some way with that save right there. I don't appreciate it. I'm gonna need you to cut that out. Okay, let me get myself together. Save James Adams, CeeLo Boss, and the General, and myself, Hot Chocolate, and we got our special guest tonight, Haitian Massive. Stand up, your boy, DJ Scripps, one of the hardest working DJs I know. Also the producer of the Haitian Polo documentary.
Yes,
welcome,
yes.
DJ Scripts, to TMI Radio.
Thank you very much.
What's up, brother?
Well, I'm here, man. Thank you very much, man. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you know,
so
I'm glad you're on our platform.
Yes, thank you. Let's jump right into it, because I need for you to educate. Now, listen, we're over 100,000 listeners internationally, worldwide out there listening to you, DJ Scripts, right now. So let us know, tell our listeners what the Haitian Polo documentary is all about.
Well, the Haitian Polo documentary, in a nutshell, is basically, it's a documentary film detailing, you know, the young Haitian immigrants' experience here in Brooklyn, New York, during the 80s and the 90s, you know, while we try to assimilate it and adjust it into this particular mainstream or urban life, you know, we encountered a lot of challenges, and we had to overcome the challenges. And, you know, it's 2015, when I started the film, it was 2014, you know, I was just reflecting on, you know, my upbringing, or our upbringing, I should say, you know, in terms of living in New York City. So I scripted the film, and here we are. Man, hello?
What's up?
Yeah, we here.
Tune that down, Fabe.
Huh?
There you go.
I'm loud.
Go ahead, Strip. Continue. Yeah,
so it's basically, you know, coming up in Brooklyn, New York, it was harsh. You know, Haitians, it was very tough. They didn't like Haitians at all. And it's, this is in Miami or Atlanta?
We're actually based out of Atlanta right now.
Okay. Pretty much it was the same thing in Miami, you know. But me, I'm not from Miami. I'm from Brooklyn, so I could speak only based on my Brooklyn experience. You know, they used to call us a lot of names: Haitian booty scratcher, HBO, Haitian body odor, Haitian. You got HIV. Go back to your nation, Haitian. Haitian. Please go back to your nation.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, it was very tough, man. We you know, to the point where we had to kind of like shun away from our own culture, disown our own culture, trying to be Americanized so we could fit in, so people won't stigmatize us. Or when I say people, I mean, you know, the other young African American Jamaicans, Trinidadian brothers that we came up with, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? So we had to really learn everything, the language. The whole culture, lose our accent, dress a certain way, look a certain way, so we won't be stigmatized in school and our neighborhood and, you know, in our everyday life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I've heard of an African booty scratcher, but I never heard of a Haitian booty scratcher.
Yeah, we have a Haitian too. If you're not from Brooklyn during the 80s and the 90s, you may not be aware of that.
You wouldn't understand, yeah.
And so, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm fascinated to hear. I'm not shocked, but I'm fascinated. I think of a Haitian population, my experience being in Florida for a few years, now in here in Atlanta. But there's a huge Haitian population in Florida, and so when you refer to Miami, definitely a large population there. My question is, I'm going to call it discrimination because that's really what it was, but was the shunning really from your peers, from the younger crowd, or was it both?
It was from everybody. Just to touch on that a little bit, hello?
Yes, we're here.
Just to touch on, you know, on the Miami side, that's one of the reasons, that's kind of like the founding situation that gave rise to the Zopal, you know,
right.
Because they used to get stigmatized a lot, you know, Haitian this, Haitian that. So they had to stick together. You understand? As they stuck together, they started becoming bigger and bigger, and they started understanding, you know, what it meant to live out there and take over blocks or get respect or deal with people. So they started probably with like 2-3, then it became 10, became 100, then it became 1,000, and they became the Zopals, you know what I'm saying? And they run Little Miami. Well, it's pretty much similar to over here. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
It's pretty much similar to over here. We used to get disrespected by everybody, the young ones and the old people. They just did not want to deal with Haitians. The only people that didn't have a problem with Haitians were the educated and enlightened individuals who know their history, who were educated, you know, who knew that, you know, all blacks are the same and things like that. But when it came to the illiterate and idiotic individuals, they were very judgmental, very discriminative, they're very stereotypical of the Haitians, and especially, you know, if you had an accent, and I'm the living proof of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm the testimony of that. I saw it. I went through it. I witnessed it with my two eyes, and I dealt with it, and I overcame that challenge as well.
What's the number one misconception that you would like to dispel, you know, as it relates to Haitians?
Well, there's a lot, but you know the number one is poverty. There's a misconception. There's poverty, and then there's also our spiritual entities as well. Poverty, obviously, we know there's poverty everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Haiti, unfortunately, there are poor parts in Haiti. At the same time, there are very good parts in Haiti. You will not know if you won't travel to Haiti.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. Obviously, you know, it's all about world dominance and supremacy. If you know, Haitians were the first to kick, you know, white man behind out from, you know, from Haiti in terms of colonizing Haiti. So we kind of left a bitter taste and white supremacy mouth. You understand? So they're going to do everything they can. And there's a document on that too. There's a documentary on that too, which was done by Gate. Gate is that professor from Harvard. He also touched on that lightly.
Henry Gate.
Yeah, he touched on that. So obviously if you beat somebody and you get rid of them, they're not going to like you. So ever since then, Haiti been stigmatized, you know, one of the poorest islands, which is not true. Haiti, at one point during the 1800s, it held it was a major forefront for commerce and in terms of natural resources, in the form of sugar, coca, minerals, all kind of stuff,
right.
Rice, everything that, you know, French people used to exploit and bring it to France and do whatever they had to do to get money. So
right.
the poverty part of it is just propaganda as well. And also, I mean, it's true. Just like in America, they got poor places in America. They got places in America where you go, the roads are beat down and, you know, people living in these royal areas, they poor. You understand? This is the same
right.
thing. It's just that Haiti, you know, it's different because Haiti's a little bit, obviously, smaller. The government is way more unstable and people taking advantage. But
right.
all in all, there are good parts where you go, you see big hotels, you see nice beaches, and you see nice places where you could, you know, lay your head and have a great time. That's one misconception, because my mother lived in Haiti. You know, she go over here all the time. True indeed, you know, the job force is not as strong as it is over here because of the instability and because of bad government. But, you know, people are living over there. And also, the voodoo thing, well,
Before you touch on that, let's take a break and take a pause for the cause, and we'll come back and let you continue before we get too deep and we miss up. So it's 9:49 p.m. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back. DJ Scripps.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Yeah, that's Drake with Hotline Bling. Yo, so many people are remaking that song. Love it.
And they are clowning him, too.
Okay.
Clowning him.
Yo, it is Hump Day, Wednesday. Yo, and we are just talking about, you know, we're talking with our guest, DJ Scripps, about the, you know, the documentary and the projects that you're putting out. And my question was, where did the polo, like, what made you, the polo...
where does it fit in?
line, yeah. Where did that fit
okay,
in? Like,
I'm
what
good.
Made, you know what I'm saying? Like, who was like, yeah, we're going with polo.
Y'all part of the low life
okay,
or something?
Y'all down low life? Now, what, it all part of the same thing. Now, let me explain it to you. Back in the 80s and the 90s, Polo was the most iconic designer brand ever in Brooklyn,
right.
New York, in NYC. That was the brand to have. It was Polo, Tommy Hilfiger, Guess, Jabot, mm-hmm. Banana Republic, Apple Style, Fila, Elise, Sergio Tatin, the whole bunch.
Colors.
Sergio Tatin.
The colors
Polo.
And
that's
things
new.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I collect all of these things. Damage, users, like you said, right? But... Polo
damage
was one of those.
That.
I still got a couple of damage which I collect because I'm a vintage
okay.
collector. Now,
yeah,
the thing is, now with the Polo was one of the brand names that stayed.
Yeah.
So it was one of those brand names, if you have it on, you the man. You are
right.
the man. Nobody cares if you are Russian or Japanese. Once you got it on, first of all, you have it on. You're gonna be popular. Second of all, you're gonna be it's gonna be a threat. It's gonna be a problem because people are gonna want to steal it from you. You may even get hurt for it, right?
Right.
So now imagine being a young Haitian and you gotta fit in. So what are you gonna do? You have to go get the flyest gear. And at the time,
right.
Polo was the flyest gear. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? It still is today to certain people because some people still collect that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, true.
The big horse now. Right.
Yeah, if you go on my page, you'll see a, yeah, exactly. If you go on my page, you'll see a lot of people still wearing it, right? So
right.
when you're a young Haitian, you speak with an accent, nobody likes you, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Try to assimilate, right.
Absolutely. So you're going to go out, you're going to get your polo, you're going to get your Guess, you're going to get your Gucci kicks, you're going to wear it. Now, when you go to school, the same girl who did not want to talk to you, even if she doesn't want to talk to you, but she's going to look at you different. She's going
right.
to say, wow, this guy got polo from head to toe, and he got Gucci on, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So
money.
That's kind of,
right.
exactly. So that's kind of like, it's like a bridge that allows you to cross over. You understand? So over the years, you know, it became part of us. It became part of the whole Brooklyn, New York. It's not even a designer brand anymore. It's like a movement. It's like a culture, you know, because they got people out there that would tell you every designer brand that Ralph Lauren ever came out with, what year, what date, what month, and all that. You understand?
Right.
What I mean? So that's kind of like a part of the whole culture. So being Haitian,
so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Was y'all down with the low lives at all? Or did y'all
some of us were. So there were some Haitian low lives. As a matter of fact, me, myself, because, you know, I grew up. The thing is, there's a lot of complexity to this story. Brooklyn is a huge borough, right? It's a huge place, right? Now, there's different parts.
I get my family from out there, I know.
Yeah, there's different parts to it. There's different parts to it. But Polo had so much of a huge influence, it covers the whole Brooklyn. Like,
right.
for example, certain people would call themselves lowlives, but they were not lowlives. It's just lowlives are so popular that the minute you see Polo with somebody, you refer to them as lowlives. But they were not lowlives, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The lowlife is an actual real crew. It's a real crew that came together with two different crews that merged and became one. And they were Haitian lowlives, you understand what I'm saying? But
right.
me, myself, I was not a lowlife. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just so happy.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Tell us real quick how we can watch your project, how we can check it out.
Well, the project will be available on VHX.com on November 2nd at 12 p.m. And, you know, you can follow me on Instagram at the Haitian Polo Documentary with underscore in between all the words. And also DJ Script. DJ underscore script. Script is spelled S-C-R-I-P-Z. And I'm also on Twitter as DJ Script. And I'm also on Facebook, the Haitian Polo Documentary group, and also the Haitian Polo Documentary film page. So you can find me there. And, you know, the film is going to be premiered November 1st. And it's going to premiere November 1st at 5 p.m. at a real theater. And, you know, you could also catch it online at VHX.com at 12 p.m. on November 2nd. So it's pretty much a real story. The reason why the polo was put in there is just to bring attraction to it. You know, nobody sold. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, obviously Ralph Lauren is an iconic designer brand. It's still popular till this day. The guys worldwide. So when people see polo in Haiti, they're like, what the hell is this? So that's basically that. And which really did work. It really worked because I got commercials on Hot 97, Power 105, and a whole bunch of other places. And people really want to see the film. So it's a good thing. And pretty much down the line. Yeah, it is. You know, and pretty much down the line, hopefully we're going to turn it into a real bio-epic movie where I'm going to try to start a Kickstarter or a fundraiser to raise some money to start a, to get a real budget to get real actors to really act this thing out, because it's really a part of Brooklyn that people need to know and hear about and to see.
Hey,
well, that's what's up, but we have run out of time, people.
Thank you. Much success.
But we're definitely going to have you back once you know, the project drops. And
we're after the premiere. Word.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
We're going to keep it going. I'm sorry for running out of time.
Nah,
yeah,
that's quite all right. Again, just
exactly.
Give you a reason
good,
for
good
us
night,
to have you back.
Hey, we up out of here.
All right.
See y'all on Friday.
See y'all.
Check it out. Y'all
peace,
be easy.
Peace.
TM Hyman Radio, we out.
Out this joint.
Radio show.